Good morning, honourable members. Today's meeting is to consider the budgetary review and recommendation report for this financial year. Can we assume, honourable members, that you've read the report? Well, all right. Those are left out deliberately so that it's the committee's decision that as to what amount it should be. Yeah, I think we must go through it piecemeal and say whether you want anything changed, added. Shall we go page by page? JJ.
So usually the bulk of the report, the first part of it would be in fact pages 1 to 24.
Oh, okay.
Summaries of the inputs that were made.
Right.
So I don't know if, I would suggest it's not necessary to go through those sections.
1 to 24.
And then we look at committee observations.
All right, Christine.
The teacher has said that, but she's too quiet.
One point six. The observation around the NDPP. Are you happy? 1.6. You're on page 2.
1.6. No, that's fine.
Are you happy the way it's worded?
Yes. Unless members, you feel it should be worded differently. 1.6 on page 2. All right. Okay, Christine. Honourable members, then Mr. Jeffrey proposes that pages 1 to 24, up to and including 8.4 on page 24, be considered as one whole section, as opposed to us considering it page by page.
That's a quarter.
All right. Prof. seconds that. Is there any discussion on pages on that whole section, pages 1 to 3? Anything honourable members want to raise? Observations.
Excuse me. I'm just not sure whether there's sufficient emphasis on the maintenance problems that are still persisting, because I did point out during the discussion that even though they had identified issues and that they were training more people, more investigators and so on, the figures in fact were actually worse than last year, and the DG in fact agreed with that, in the sense of the number of applications that were received weren't being processed. It was, last year it was something like 60% of applications that were received, nothing was done with them, and this year it was slightly worse. So I'd just like to make sure that is included as well.
What page is that? Right.
I don't suggest
that
the 1 to 24 is effectively
the
presentation input without any comments.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that without any comments.
Yes.
The input from the department, from the bodies. That Debbie's point go under
observation.
Somewhere under observation. Something that that what we're dealing with is the issues, the main issues that the committee was concerned about. Chair, one weakness I felt in the report, a broader one,
yes,
was that in previous reports we've specified what the issues, we've listed the issues that we wanted feedback from the department, and we've put it in a sort of section so it's easy for them to read. At the moment documents I found a couple of ones, but I think there were a number that were left out. There was something about them getting back to us in November about something, but I think that should be done again. Another table. And I don't think the list in the report is complete. So I think suggest, Christine, I'm not sure whether maybe just draft that table, circulate it, and we can then add. But there were a number of issues that we wanted responses. It would then just be for us to agree on that's what we asked for and a reasonable time period.
So it's a responses from the department and...
Well, anyone we asked for more information.
Okay. And by the way, Debbie, the maintenance issue is on page 29. But look at it and see if you're satisfied with it. So that being the case, can we then move on to committee's observations on page 24?
Chair, maybe the 2.9.2.
Yes.
The data. That's all valid, but the issue was, and I don't know if it's somewhere else and I missed it, we had raised before that the criminal justice system data does not talk. I don't know how you describe it, I'm a bit tired, but there's not the same set of criteria. So if you get a set of data from the police, and one from the NPA and one from justice, it is different. And then
it is addressed elsewhere.
Is it addressed elsewhere?
It is, yes.
Where?
All right, I'll have to look. No, it is, quite clearly. 8.10. No, there's not 8.10.
Okay, one of the problems here is that I don't know what maths did at school, but I learned to count from 1 to 10 to 20. She goes from 1 to 9 to 8. I suspect it was cutting and pasting.
1 to 9 to 8.
On page 24, you've got the 9. Well, look at page 25. You've got 9.4 and
8.5. Okay. Then governance is 8 again. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll just correct that. That becomes 9.5. Yes. There you go. JJ?
No, that's not the same issue, Chair.
Not the same.
No,
right.
That's basically one case gets one case number right away through the second one's going to get to court. Mine is the issue, and I do think it belongs more under 9.2. It's a data issue. That the data is not... I agree with the ones on the paper, the what is it, page 28. But that's a separate issue. Mine is more that we need, and we had asked them for it last time, and they were meant to come back to us, and then they didn't. So I don't know if it can be picked up from the previous report. But why?
Do you want us to put it in as an observation? Of course.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It seems that they actually use different procedures. They don't always take the same starting point and ending point for the figures that they get. You know, they'll regard a conviction as something else, or those kind of things. Not a conviction, that's kind of normal, standard. But they don't always use the same methods and mechanisms and criteria in capturing their data. So we do need to get consistency. So we know
and
if
they should.
Yeah. If the police haven't had so many arrests of children, then they must correlate with the figures that come to court or whatever. So we can see where the processes are not working.
So, Christine, that's another observation we should add in. Okay. Fair enough. I think we should go page by page. So if there's nothing else on page 24, other than the issues we've just now completed, can we move on to page 25? Thank you.
concerned about the NPA, there's no specific separate section for the NPA in this section. And we have mentioned sexual offences, lack of statistics for the department, but I would also like to specifically refer to the fact that the NPA is also not giving us figures for sexual offences. Obviously, as a consequence, if we can't monitor with how effective combating of sexual offences is. Yeah.
Appropriate and what we want to do. And then, Chair, as I indicated to you, I
happened to be travelling through Frankfurt and bumped into some official Frankfurt, okay, so port in the street, very bad, okay, some official from our university who had sort of indicated, you know, about, to actually come back to me about availability of the constitutional court that don't sit in, they don't sit in Berlin, they sit out of Berlin. But anyway, I just think we need to look at that, and then somebody from the committee section needs to be starting to make approaches so we don't have a situation as we did in Britain. It wasn't us organized that trip. So when we get there, not everybody is going to want to see us available.
But that the real problem.
But the key thing is going to be America or Germany. Those seem to be the two options.
Yeah.
And a proper discussion around which is more
important. Oh, yes. That Mr. Fonick indicated that we couldn't do both.
Really?
Yes. No, we can't do half-half. If he agrees and recommends that we be allowed, it would have to be one or the other.
I think it's not related to us. I think it's that they're not allowing
yes.
the country to trips anymore.
I agree with you.
Options.
All right. I agree with
you.
Even a smell. I will take it at other levels. And well, I'm fine with that. But I really will deal with Mr. Aaron David. Oh, okay. Business of the day. You were dealing with accommodation, Mr. G.
Yeah, it was, Christine pointed out to me, it's covered under 8.16 under cost recovery.
Okay.
The accommodation issue really should be dealt with one time. And there should be, you know, so can that
be put together?
And then have we dropped. I'm still not happy with the other buildings, the smaller buildings in Midrand, where they signed the lease. I mean, we've got the explanation and nothing more can be done, but it's the accountability issue. You've mentioned that they're under accountability, which is correct. But I suppose my main point is just 8.16 be removed. On the accountability aspect, but they've given us a full report on behalf of what happened and why it went wrong.
Okay.
But they need to, some official sign the lease without knowing that the money was going to be there to renovate the building accordingly. And hence they've been invited, we're sitting as a Department of Justice, or our Department of Justice is sitting with the building for the 2-year lease that it can't use.
Sure.
I'm under infrastructure 8.8. Did we not ask them to investigate the possibility of them taking over certain functions regarding maintenance? I seem to recall that we did. And I think maybe we should address that as well, you know, that they should investigate whether it's feasible or not. Because even if it's just partly like the day-to-day maintenance, you know, they can do, because I know police has done something along those lines.
All right. It's sort of
there with the department report from the design for all departments that are being addressed at that level. But it's a bit varied. So I do think that the Jacob's point where we specifically said, can't you take over maintenance? And that was their response to can't you take over maintenance. So I think we need to specify, we feel you should try. try and take an arrangement, and we want to get updated as to how far you're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Page 28.
Chair, on 8.10 at the top of the page, I think we can be a lot stronger on the IT aspect. I mean, if you remember the complaints from the FDA, and I don't think we need to be state of potential that happened. The system of the servers in PE and somewhere else, I mean, it just doesn't seem to be working.
No, it doesn't.
The service is necessarily the problem. I mean, I understand that there's servers all over the world. I mean, I don't think that's really made the main issue. The whole system isn't working, yeah, that's for sure. And it is very clear that the IT systems need to be completely upgraded and urgently. When we heard that the master had to take a whole day to make 3 payments by EFT, it's just completely unacceptable. It's stifling delivery at every level of the department. So I think, I mean, if we're going to allocate extra money, I think that should be where it should go as well, some extra money.
TRC process, that's fine. State litigation and briefing patents. Vulnerable groups. Yes.
Patents. I still think we've been emphasizing for a while now that we are concerned about the, what's the word? We would like people to be more capacitated, and maybe the word, I mean, in the briefing patent. So you get more senior person with a more junior person. So we're looking at the diversity as well, but also in actually assisting them to gain the experience that's necessary. And I don't think that really comes through.
I'm still a bit uncomfortable about magistrates being allowed to choose. Judges are not allowed to choose.
They can choose which court they go to. It's a question of going to which court. You apply for the Free State Provincial Division.
No,
but anyway, Chair, maybe the issue is that, okay, we can forget about the attempted solution. Those were the suggestion of things to be looked at. Maybe what we say is we're concerned about this is the repeat of what we've been saying for the last 5 years, 10 years. We're concerned about the reduction in the number of sexual offences courts, and we don't properly understand the reasons, we need to provide the role players need to provide us with an explanation as to why these courts are reducing the number and what can be done about it.
That sounds better. Okay. Good. Right. 29 vulnerable groups.
So top 831, the maintenance issue, if we could just maybe add as well the fact that we've noticed that the figures this year are in fact worse than last year, despite initiatives to improve.
Child maintenance.
Yes. We also need to deal with the regulations regarding the TRC. I don't think we've mentioned that, but it still hasn't been done.
Overnight, but what about the finding?
By the way, there's an interesting little booklet. I found it on my desk. It's called A Shadow Report by the Chwaranang. On the sexual offences and especially the involvement of children. Yeah. I hope you all got it. I just assume you also got it. Oh. Yeah, we must do that. Give you my copy so that you can
I mean, we were told, I'm confused about this now, because we were told that they weren't being trained, I've been told that they weren't being trained, and now we've been told on other occasions that they have been trained. And I put a written question in the other day which I got a response to, and there has been some training going on. So I don't know whether we can say that brought the training of judicial officers to a halt, because I mean that is what I heard as well. But now that they're saying it's not. So maybe what we need actually is to ask for clarity as to what in fact is being done there and what is the status. Because I was told, I think at the Magistrates Commission, that they weren't training because they were waiting for the authority to be delegated to them, because it was meant to be SAJ. They couldn't do it unless SAJ delegated that to them. And they were waiting for the Deputy Chief Justice to do that, and who only hadn't done it. That's what I was told. But now I've heard subsequently that there has been training. So perhaps we need to... But I was Justice College.
Yeah.
Justice College.
It was, in fact, who gave us a correcting impression and sounded quite authoritative.
Mm.
She then assured that...
She did, yeah.
That presumably the delegations were in the act, and that, in fact, the training, specifically on the player, the thing that we've been so
worried about.
Well, I asked you
right
at
that.
I think we were told that, in fact, it was.
But I think what we need then is to say that we maybe offer a report. I mean, we already asked something for the 20th of November, but maybe just add into that that we want clarity as to what, in fact, is the status. Is it delegated? If so, when was it done, and what? Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I mean, under training, I think it should be a specific section. I mean, the issue of hire in the magistrate's court.
Oh, yes.
That was a specific, there should be a section on that. We're extremely concerned that the PIA part 2 years ago envisaged the magistrates' courts playing a role in adjudicating PIA disputes. They are not being used. And it appears we need to establish from the department why. One of the aspects then, and maybe this claims regarding training, is that it doesn't appear that the magistrates are trained in PIA. And we want to find out what's going to be done about that. So whether it's a separate section, whether that goes into the PIA section, but definitely we need to raise concern that PIA is not, magistrate's court is not being used for PIA, and we need to establish why and what will be done to correct it.
Good.
In Chair 815, I think that Christine's been looking at this thing to the trust too much. I don't have a problem with the paragraph, but it just deals with the relationship between the FDA and the Constitutional Court. And in fact, it's much broader, we need to add to it. The issue again is, remember, from the Free State, from the Free State. So the NPA, LASA, had access to judgments. issue. I mean, the title of the Dawson Commission article is correct. It's a broader issue of we're concerned about the apparent lack of access that judicial officers, particularly the magistrates, may not have to up-to-date statutes and judgments. And then I don't know if the issue of Chair that you've been raising of the copyright. You know, these people.
Should we not engage with the minister on that first?
Okay.
As a committee.
Okay.
No. We'll definitely. We have to engage with him. On this particular issue, I know there are other issues as well. Juta and. That won't happen. not because I don't want it to, but simply because there are other authorities.
I'm saying this should not be my thing.
Should not be your thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
With question of Court of Traditional Leader. I was asking my friend here what he said about Court of Traditional Leader. He said, representative of that constituency.
He's silent.
No, I'm just an ordinary NC member of Parliament, so not my responsibility.
Isn't the answer in the bill that's gone to the NCOP?
No. What I wanted to raise actually is in relation to what I asked of J.B. Kosana about the authority that is supposed to be given to a traditional leader upon his installation to try cases.
Oh.
Yeah. Because some of them, like myself, do have them. But others who are being appointed after. Forget now the actual name, but it's a letter that is given to you by the Minister of Justice. Authorizing you to try certain categories of criminal and civil cases. Because we continue to try them even though some of us don't have that certificate. Because our traditional responsibility is to try cases.
I mean, because this is our medium term budget policy review. Whatever, I mean, we can't say much about the bill, but I think that Nkosi Hulumisa's point was raised, so it should be down, and I think that is that because it's regardless of the bill.
Okay.
You know the problem. So I think if it can be found, the distinction can be found, the issue of in the interim, and maybe we say that we the committee had requested the bill be introduced. Still not be introduced, Chair, because of these technical problems around the which you and Ms. Smuts and Advocate Hulumisa himself put in that you require bills in the NCOP to be introduced by members. That still hasn't been resolved. So it's still not introduced.
All right, I can just.
But anyway, while that's happening, the issue was concerned in the interim that because of this. The point that Advocate Hulumisa raises.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Okay.
I see we go straight after this now onto legal aid, and yet again, I think maybe we should have a special section on the NPA as well. I'm not sure why we haven't, even if it's just a small paragraph, but I do think it's worthy of mentioning that we do congratulate the DG on the amazing turnaround in getting an unqualified audit after just missing a disclaimer the year before.
Oh, I see. You're giving credit to the DG, not to the NDP.
No, not the NDPP, because she knew that nothing to do with it. She'd clearly be doing it. Yes.
All right. No, I'm being facetious.
No, I'm not giving credit to the NDPP, because he can't even do sexual offence statistics.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Legal Aid South Africa? legal in South Africa?
I did also ask specifically, and Judge Mlambo agreed with me, to look into the issue of providing more assistance for maintenance disputes. Investigating unit.
Chair, the ESCOM case is not mentioned. It is referenced
included there. Department of Justice. Jeffrey?
No, Chair, mine is two issues. One is an omission. We don't have the Human Rights Commission. And to some extent, they're responsible for their own problems. They then I'm not happy with the last one, the public sector.
Right.
I don't feel that they are, I mean, they have received more money. So this is a question about additional funding. All these points are additional to what they've already been allocated in the adjustment appropriation in the medium-term budget as well. I just don't feel that they are being practical. I mean, I think the offices thing is an example. And if it's correct, they should have offices in every large centre, in every metro. Why they've got an office in Kuruman and in Freiburg, where they don't have one in Port Elizabeth. I mean, how that could happen, I don't know. But I just didn't feel that they were... and then the issue of the OECD applying to the investigators, I mean, it's something we can say maybe needs to be looked at. But my understanding is that the Human Rights Commission are losing staff from public protection because they get paid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay,
I'm not that happy. And then also, you know, we had this photographer yesterday, which we've never had before, upsetting a meeting. I mean, not like that. Now, I mean, I don't know if she's on contract or whether she's just being employed with, or whether she's an employee, but I mean, that's a waste of money. Why do you want 527 pictures of the public protector in front of the Justice Committee?
Right. I wanted us to do this methodically, but let me hear you.
Okay, well, given that there's been an unmethodical intervention, let me respond. Mr. Chair, I agree that there are certain aspects that, I mean, like the photographer, that may well be excessive and unnecessary, but I don't think that's really such a huge amount of money that justifies us refusing any other money to the public protector. I mean, she has answered the question about the officers. We can keep pushing the issue, and we can even mention in the report that we are still concerned about the fact that there appears to be a lack of realism regarding the number of officers available, and that they must look at alternative methods of enabling people to lodge complaints without having to be in office. I mean, it could be even a cell phone thing. I mean, most people, even poor people, have cell phones. So, but I don't support that we don't give them any extra money. I mean, they're already, what, 12 or 14, I couldn't work out which figure was applicable yesterday, but 12 or 14 million rand in arrears. You know, they've got a deficit of that. And we can't see the public protector carrying on in a situation of insolvency, actually. And they are doing good work. So, I mean, I support the fact that they must be more circumspect with their spending, but I do think they are doing good work and they should get some more money.
Okay, look, they've been given an extra 10 million in the adjustment appropriation.
Yeah, they were given money. They got 10.
Yes.
I thought they had 50, but all right.
Now, my difficulty is, what are we asking for? She was asking specifically for OSD money for her investigation. I don't think we can just blanketly agree to that. We can say it needs to be looked at, the effect of it. But my worry is that as I said, my understanding is that staff of the Human Rights Commission are leaving the Public Protector's Office because it's very safe. And yeah, well, then we just give everybody more money. And then we give the magistrates more money because they want it, because
yeah.
They're unhappy. And then we give the prosecutors because they're then needing to become magistrates, and we don't have that money. So all I'm saying is let's, I think on the OSD issue and the public protector, let's say it needs to be looked at. We will look at it. But we can't support it without the deficit.
What about the deficit?
Well, the deficit has been given, but you see, it's a thing of I'm just still not. I think in the organogram, the view was that they had too many administrative staff. You know, are they actually doing what they should be doing?
Go with the fact that we can look at the OSD, and then I would be more supportive of giving the SIU more money for the corruption investigation.
Yeah.
Well, then this is a broader thing, but if you actually, I just picked up and it worries me that within the cluster, if you look at the cluster, there's just a huge disparity between what comes to justice and say what comes to justice. maybe not the place to pick it up, but yeah, it's 153 billion as opposed to what we get 8 to 12. 12 if you include, or 13 if you include direct transfers, and all and to all the other institutions.
The only thing is that I would imagine there are far more police, you know, employees, like education.
Numbers.
Numbers. So it depends on what is that money being spent on.
Yeah.
Can we offer a report to people on the details as to what the effects of the UK for in the
I suppose there, if you went to the police committee, they would provide you with that.
Look at that, because I mean the thing is, yes, there are more police, but I mean you look at the staff required for courts, there's also quite a lot that are needed. I mean, like maintenance officers, maintenance investigators, maintenance prosecutors, general prosecutors, and legal aid. I mean, we could use lots more money for helping people on that score.
Right. Maybe Christine and the team can look at that. As an exercise, I don't know whether we can say anything about it.
Got into it. I think let's look at it the next time.
Yeah.
Because also remember, Debbie, that the police station is 24-hour services.
Yeah.
Justice, well, somebody's being paid to be there even if they're.
Yeah.
The court of stations are open 24 hours, the courts are not.
Yeah. All right. Right, people, come on. Department of Justice. First one. How much more?
Chair, can I suggest, I mean, I do think, I don't know if Christine can have time, but it would be better if we're given proposals.
Yeah.
and because now we're sort of in a sense sucking it out of it.
Yeah.
So I would suggest she do a proposal and circulate it, and then remember that this will go to Treasury.
Yeah, I know.
So if we're going to do this thing properly, we'll be quite analytical about it. So we need to be sure that we've got a spread, got a basis to be asking for more stuff.
They have a
All right, Vonani is just reminding me, honourable members, on page 16 there is a table there with what the department is requesting. So, I suppose the question is what they are asking for there. Are we happy with it?
No.
All right, fine. But at least Christine has got something to go on. So it's IT to be added, and at least access to law reports, judgments, and such like.
Which could in fact be done through IT.
Judges reading for on one case.
One
case for one judge.
Now you read all of that in front of your eyes will be I actually did see this case.
Maybe increase
quality of that case.
We've got a basis. Yes, please. Yes.
Rehabilitation. We're happy with that. That's for building, for infrastructure. And then the provision.
No, sorry.
No.
Public workspace.
No.
justices funded it, or is
there's
it?
There's two kinds of management, no?
There's two kinds, yeah.
Yeah, and which one, the public works is the kind of the one more long term, or
yeah.
Injustice.
But the difficulty is that something breaks, which I would have said is maintenance and rehabilitation program, and they say no, it's public works.
Yeah.
How can we be asking for more money for justice for that when it seems to be public works?
All right, we'll have to look at that, Christine.
Security.
Well, it's from the cash wall. They have a cash wall. And in some buildings, we've succeeded in getting them to have the cash wall separate from the courts. It was at one point, I don't know if JJ remembers this, it became quite serious. These guys were marching in with their guns and firearms, yes, while the court was in session. And we said, look, if it's going to happen, make it happen away from... Oh, really? Well, no, really. We insisted.
My only worry with this is that didn't we ask for more money for them for security last year, and wasn't that the one section that Treasury rejected on the basis that they hadn't properly substantiated it? I think what is the issue? I mean, we need to just look at what Treasury said last time in response to the interim. It was refused. They said they hadn't provided sufficient information, and here this is similarly vague. Security services, including cash and transfer. So cash and transfer is only one aspect. Can Christine just note the documentation is there? Can't you just look at the immediate the Treasury response to our BRR report last year?
So the motivation comes from this committee. The department doesn't do its own motivation to Treasury.
They've done it already, and Treasury has resolved in terms of that's what's in the medium term budget policy statement. How is this money bills process? Parliament's not going to say. And then the process is that the House adopts it, it's got to go to the Minister of Finance for consideration, and he's then got to report back to Parliament. And if after that we don't agree with them, then we can look at the medium term budget. And last year they did, I think, agree to everything we asked for except this. Is on the basis that it doesn't appear to be a need or something like that.
Yeah, Treasury is very finicky about that. No, Treasury are extremely finicky. Yeah, it is. Alright. Okay, that's the department.
Okay, Christine's given us to me. We asked for improved security for courts and justice officers. The department needed the additional funding in the amount of 390 million. Treasury's response was no funds were allocated because the department did not include a request for funding to improve security services in its NCEF submission. And Treasury's offer opinion that sufficient funds are available within the department's baseline to allocate funds towards two options that it is prioritized. So that's what they said. That's what we said last year. That's what Treasury said. They didn't like the fact that the department only raised it with us, not with them. And they felt that they had enough money if they sort of moved things around.
Okay. Well, that must be a lesson then. That's why I asked that question. Does the department and the entity just speak to us without speaking to Treasury? They have to speak to Treasury as well.
And then there's money for constitution, though we're paying it in the trust fund.
No, I'm not
Yeah, just also on this point, if I presume it's Christine, but again, when I was at school, 2000 plus 40 was 2040 or 248.
Oh, okay. Treasury doesn't have to accept our recommendation. Dropped out. I don't know, I'm asking. Very important, yeah. And they still got vacancies. Legal Aid South Africa, page 20.
Okay, my problem is, I mean, we always said last was very good. This is a huge amount. I mean, it's not 253 billion.
Million. No, it's million.
It's not as huge.
Well, it's indigent, eh? It's not... middle class, affluent people. Yes. We didn't say it would be cheap. I must leave it, let it go. Investigations Unit, where is that? They don't have a figure. SIU, however, has requested that its baseline is increased by 150 million rand. Agreed? All right, that's done. Public protector, all right, let's deal with Human Rights Commission first. What do they ask for? Gave us a figure on the screen. No, there was a big figure. What? Can anyone remember it? I can't.
We may need to go back to London.
Right, Christine? Just tell them to send you that. Is it in the annual report?
They specify what they
ask
the Treasury.
Okay. All right. Give them that. Okay. Public protector.
But, Chair, we need a section on the public protector from yesterday, obviously.
Yes.
But I think the issue is that the OSC request.
Have we given you enough? And then you email all of us the next draft so that at the next meeting. No? End of this week? How are we going to? We're at UCT on Friday.
percent of the reports are on the order bank?
Well, there's a hell of a lot. It's a lot more than just some. Some committees' reports are not on the order bank. And one of those is ours. So, no, I concede. I don't get me wrong. I sure. Office of the what? Look, people, I honestly don't know a thing about that. My PA just said to me, I have to be in the Speaker's boardroom to meet with these judges from the African court. And that's at 11, which is why I have to leave now. Honestly, Dean and Debbie, I don't know anything about that. I don't know if the other members know about it. Members, Friday seminar. If there are members who need transport, please inform Mr. Romano. Okay? Yes, the meeting's closed.